Business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Claus Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus!
What up? I don't know, I like the way that sounds. Is there a reason, Chuck?
I think it sounds wonderful.
Me too, it's music to my ears. I was thinking of doing a song just with that.
Sounds good.
That's all the words would be. So Chuck is in charge of the Dunedin Golf Club, or which is also known as the Dunedin Country Club.
That's correct.
You're the big boss.
GM, general manager.
General manager.
Good manager.
The good... Oh, who is it? Anthony.
I like it.
Anthony. Anthony is, if you don't mind, I don't mean... I hate when people do that, like he's a waiter or something. I didn't mean to do that, but just because I'm through the mirror, through the glass, I couldn't tell you. This is the gentleman that's the general manager of the Dunedin Country Club.
I love your country club.
Thank you.
He goes to it.
Great.
He's a member or something.
No, I just like the golf.
He's a
frequent golfer.
Doesn't he look like a golfer?
Absolutely. He looks better than a golfer.
Yeah. Yeah. So
he's here.
He does health insurance. Anthony, he'll be on later. If you need health insurance.
I may look him up.
There you go. You got a lead. There you go.
We'll have to go golfing over there.
Yeah, we'll go golfing to the country club.
Don't give me
there you go.
To go golf. I can book a business meeting.
Seriously. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to drive for show and...
putt for dough.
There you go. We'll pay you $100 a hole. How's that sound?
If you want.
There you go.
I'm not
little do they know, I used to play in the tournaments, right?
Ah.
So, anyhow, we'll have to put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, but that was putt-putt.
I left that part out. That windmill, if it didn't spin so quick, I would have won. Anyhow, so tell us what's going on at the Dunedin Country Cup. And then, who are you, young lady?
Karen Luthy, Cox Fire Protection.
Cox Fire Protection.
Yes.
That is so important. Do you have fire protection?
We do. Absolutely.
Right. How many lives do you think you saved? I have an insurance guy that comes on named Jeff. And he did something with the insurance where the guy got the insurance and he found out he had stage 1 cancer. And he was able to save his life.
Wow.
The doctor said a year later he would have died. But by Jeff selling him the insurance, and it was a hard sell, what happened was the guy saved his life. And I kid you not, of course, it's going to be emotive. I'll have Jeff come on. You know where he called him out of? The coupon book.
Nice.
Good deal.
So he's telling me this. Remember that story, Tom?
Very cool.
Say yes.
Yes.
No, really?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. So I started to like tear because he's telling the story. So then when I call him, like he's been in my book for years. So I call him like 3 years later. And he puts me on hold and he goes, you're not going to believe this. But guess who's on hold? The guy's life that you saved. Not I saved God. I didn't even. I just say that. That was saved from
the book.
The book. right? And he was actually on hold. What is the odds that this guy hasn't talked to him in like 2 or 3 years that I call and he's on hold? That even makes the story even like, you know, more of a spiritual story.
Absolutely, a divine appointment.
Yeah. Divine appointment. So yeah, so that's a cool story. So what I was going with that, this is my segue. Not you, but my segue is think of someone's life like, you know, all of a sudden you have a fire and then boom, right there it is and it's done correctly. And you might have saved the house, children, who knows? Your job is important.
It's all about life safety. Yes, it is.
So how'd I do with that introduction?
Excellent.
Now I need to shut up because a good host listens intently. Chuck, interview her and she's going to interview you.
All right. Well, how did you get started in this business?
Well, I have been personally in fire protection industry for over 15 years. Started out in Ohio, just relocated to Florida, and I have been with Cox Fire, and they are an awesome family-owned company that does installation, inspections, and service throughout the state of Florida. I have been, like I said, in the business for quite some time, and it's very important that people understand the importance of maintaining their fire systems.
Absolutely.
A lot of people don't understand that, so part of my job is to get out there, take a look at existing fire alarms, fire sprinklers, that sort of thing, any type of fire system they may have, let them know what they need to do for the codes, for life safety, for the local fire department and the state of Florida that regulates that as well.
That's great. That's yes. great. Well, you and I have a connection.
We do.
I'm great. From Ohio also and moved to Florida in 1999.
Awesome. What part of Ohio?
Northwest Ohio, Findlay, Ohio.
Okay, sure. I know where that's at.
Yeah, so we're Buckeyes.
Yes.
Transported into Gators.
I'm from Michigan.
Well, that place up north.
Yeah. I love the Midwest connection, but won't hold the Michigan thing against you.
Well, I've been in hospitality my whole career, but one of the things I always like to do, even when I go to other places, retail places, like waiting for my wife, you know, trying on clothes at a store. I'm just maybe it's management 101, but always walk over and check the extinguishers and look at the tag.
Make sure that
see if it's been updated or not. Yeah. That tells me a lot about the place I'm at. They take a keen interest in not just their safety for their employees, but for the people that support the business. So, well said about, you know, checking things and being inspecting things and so forth. I think it's a really valuable asset for businesses to be on top of their game when it comes to those type of things, because you certainly don't want to be that business in the paper that something happens and it was revealed that, oh, we didn't keep up with our inspections.
Right, you didn't do your maintenance, yeah. and that could be terrible, yeah. and on many different levels. Yes.
Do you see a lot of that out there? I'm just curious, where people not are, like, great question, that they're not staying on top of their stuff, you know?
You do run across okay. it. I would have to say, obviously, healthcare, education, those types of facilities, they are very aware of the requirements and really right. keep up on that. But sometimes when you get the independent owners, you know, they may right. not really be aware of that. So, or they think, oh, you're just trying to sell me something. Yeah, I have a sprinkler. Why wouldn't it work?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not how it works. You right. have to have it maintained.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. I think sometimes, unfortunately, for some businesses who have maybe a transfer of management or maybe even ownership, some of those things become overlooked, oversighted.
They fall through the cracks.
And then some managers mm-hmm. just don't even think about it, and they're thinking they're saving money by not investing in that preventative maintenance aspect of it, and it ends up costing them dearly.
It can, absolutely. Usually, if a building sells to a different company, the insurance will require that updated inspection reports are made available before the sale of the property. However, if it's just a change of management, that sort of thing, then it can definitely fall through the cracks.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So
good.
It's my job to inform people and to help them. And if we find somebody that needs help in that area, we're able to set them up on a schedule so that their inspections automatically, we automatically contact them when they become due. It becomes, you know, they don't have to worry about it. They don't have to think, oh, when was the last time someone was out here? Am I late? Or the fire department knocks on the door and says, oh, I'm here to check out your system. When was your last inspection? And the tags are all expired. So that's what I do, is I help people stay in compliance, keep them on their schedule. We take all that worry away from them and help them out. We do free estimates, so anybody that needs pricing, they can just give me a call, and I'll stop out, take a look at what they have, and do a proposal, and go from there.
Great.
Very good.
Now interview the golf master.
All righty. So you are with Dunedin Country Club?
Correct.
That's great. How long, so have you been there since 1999?
No, I was at another yacht club here in Clearwater for 11 years, and then took a sabbatical for 2 years, went back up to Ohio to manage a club for a little while, and came back in 2014. And then got back into clubs in 2017 as a food and beverage manager for the Dunedin Golf Club. Ken Nyhus was the general manager at the time. And the club's owned by the city of Dunedin. They've owned it for quite some time, similar to what happens in the Clearwater Country Club. Clearwater City owns that club as well. But we have a licensing agreement with the city, and contractually we're have to perform certain criteria for the finances of the club and keep things in perspective, keep the golf course operating in pristine condition. The food and beverage operation is also part of that, and I'm responsible for that mainly. And that has been one of the big differences in the last 3 years has been the food and beverage operation. We are open to the public as far as food and beverage is concerned, so the restaurant is open. We have a lot of banquets, events, charity events, golf outings, things of that nature. So we're quite busy prior to COVID. In fact, we increased our revenues drastically in the first 3 years. We increased the revenues about $500,000. We increased revenues in 3 years' time, which helped the bottom line immensely. So it's been a good support system for the golf, and it's been a nice addition for the club to have consistency in the food, service, and have a quality product that we can present to the community at large as well as the members as well. And we've had, with the COVID, one of the positive things this last 9 months has been this. With people not having to go to work, so to speak, work from home, not commuting back and forth, they suddenly have time on their hands. Much like the Styx song, too much time on my hands, right? So they decided to play golf, and that's what's taking place here for us. We've had an influx of members join since August 1st through last month. We've had over 50 people join the club, which is the most we've had join in the last 10 years in that short period of time. So they're playing more golf, and it's good. It's split up between those over 40 and those under 40. We have 9-hole memberships, which is kind of not unique to the industry, but for me, I worked in private clubs up in Ohio and Indiana. You know, you didn't have a 9-hole membership. You belonged to full 18, but 9-hole seems to be a popular membership for clubs, and it makes sense because some people only have a couple hours a day. Mm-hmm. 9 holes, you can get it done 2.5 hours. You can go to work till 5 and hit the links and play 9 holes and come in the clubhouse and grab a burger or beer, and you're on your way home by 7:30. You know.
I agree. Usually that's what I always do. I go play 9 because I don't got time. Like,
yeah,
I get on,
yeah.
And go, and that's great. That's
so it's been a good relationship for the city and the staff at the club. And John Falcone's our director of golf, and we've been very fortunate and blessed to have him there. He's putting in his 22nd year as a director of golf. Dave Williams is our assistant pro. He does a great job. Tony works in the shop, and he's a seasoned golfer. In fact, he just retired this past year as the boys' head golf coach at the Clearwater Central Catholic. So he has a heart for young people, and he's a great addition to our staff. He's been there for several years before I got there. Chef Adrienne Morris is our chef. She's been there 10 years. She does a great job. She does all the menu planning. I plan all the events. I've probably planned over 1,000 events in my career. So I love that. I love weddings because that's the marriage of two people. Myself, I'm married, raised 5 children, have 18 grandchildren to enjoy. And so it's a great job. I love to see people smile.
Very good, very good. I'm
on
glad
a golf
that.
Course too. That's nice.
yeah. What a beautiful place to go to work every day.
One of those things I kind of say a lot, quite often lately, has been this: the only thing we overlook at the Dunedin Golf Club is the golf course.
Yeah, like it.
Definitely.
Well, it's snowing in Ohio, so.
That's right. I'm in the right place at the right time.
Absolutely. Good Lord, yeah. So, what were you guys, is there an ad website? People can go to your website?
Yeah, the typical www.dunedingolfclub.com. And currently right now, we're running a membership special in that initiation fees are waived through the end of February. That's been a real help for us to any more members to join the club. Typically, initiation fee would be $400 for a single golfer and $800 for a couple.
So you do,
so you do save a little bit of money there.
And that can be with you and your boy or something?
Yeah, no, we can add, you can add your son to your membership for $52 a month, any dependent. Okay. Or even grandchild, they can play golf with you, they can ride with you, they can walk. That's the other thing, we do allow people to walk the golf course, which is unusual in this area. People can walk the golf, and even though it's a championship course, it is walkable. So there's an exercise aspect to it as well.
So it's open to anybody, you don't have to be a resident of Dunedin?
Correct. Okay. Although residents of Dunedin do get a 5% discount on the existing rack rate for golf.
Okay.
Yeah, a little incentive there for the Dunedin residents. And we have over 500 homes right around the club in the Fairway Estates subdivision. So we get a lot of play from them too.
Very good. It's good to know that COVID hasn't
No, it hasn't impacted us. We stayed within the realms of everything and protocols in place and CDC requirements in place. All of our staff are masked, social distancing on the tables. You come to our grill room, Fairway Bar and Grill, we don't have the bar filled with bar stools. We have two. Everybody's 6 feet apart. So we don't want to take any risk of problems with that.
And your weddings have gone off without a hitch as well?
Yeah, we've had three weddings since COVID hit, and they went off without a hitch. And we got a couple more planned March 1 and March 1 in April. Because we have the outside part also. We have the patio area that seats outside. It overlooks 13 and 18 green.
Oh, I'm sure it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful back there. And soon to be the water tower with the turtles on it.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, they're painting some turtles on those water tower. They're on Curlew Road. So
can
we'll
you
be
tell
able to look at this.
Can you tell us about Mike? Because we did a commercial for Mike. We have someone on hold.
Mr. Mike Bowman?
Yeah, tell us a little bit about dealing with him.
Mike Bowman, I've known him for 3.5 years, and he's like your big brother. He's a swell guy. He'll do anything for you, probably up to including giving your shirt off his back. He just helps anybody and everybody. Great demeanor. Has a lovely wife, Amanda. She's a great support of him. A good family man, and he listens. He's a epitome of a board of director because he listens before he speaks, and allows us as management, myself and John and James Kelly, our green superintendent, the opportunity to run the club without much interference. You know, not too many Monday morning quarterbacking going on. He's very supportive of our staff and good supporter of the club. In fact, we named a dessert after him, called the Bowman Blast. So if you like ice cream and hot fudge, that's what you want to get.
The Bowman Blast.
The Bowman Blast,
Let's meet there. Okay. I'm serious. Would you meet me there sometime? We'll get the Bowman Blast.
Yeah. We'll do some golf, too.
Yeah, we'll do some golf and stuff.
For sure.
That would be great. Yeah, I say this, and I consider him an icon. Because I've known of him, and I've known of people that work for him. And like they say, like, you know, you can... People could toot their own horns, but when you see, like you just did, talking about him, I heard all these great things about Mike before I even met him or knew who, you know, whose reputation is beyond par, right?
Absolutely.
Can you give me someone like you know, like for me, like who do I know that has, like Eric here, he paid me a week late with my money.
So you, at least you got paid, right?
That's right. But you know, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's important to know that he has the greatest reputation.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's a solid man.
Solid man.
They're not
right.
out there.
He's right. Like, they're not out they're there. Not, right. And I try to, like, network with people. You see this? Like with me and Eric, we do a lot of business back and forth. And I do business with a health insurance guy. He's gotten two deals. the antique guy had someone buy something from him. I got, what's his name, a job? Rick?
Yeah, Rick.
He got hired at a, he's a graphic artist. So I got him a job at, I'm tooting my own horn.
It's all right. It's connections.
That's what it is, about networking, yeah.
Yeah.
But I know, there's a, you would, how, think of this line, give and ask no reward.
Mm-hmm.
Love with no price tag. But I just want you to know, like, what we do here, we network. So he has a job with a graphic artist lady, and so we've been doing a lot of networking, right?
Absolutely.
And we try to spend money with each other. So I want you to, I tell people that, like, you know, like, oh, you know, you place an ad with me. But I said, I meet influential people at the radio show, and we network. Unless you see it, right? Why is it seeing is believing, right? So anyhow, so now with this fire thing, I want to see if I can get her a few leads, too.
Absolutely.
Right? Everybody, our small people need to stick together, right?
Absolutely. It's important. I mean, just, you know, we're all aware of the fact that, you know, Rush Limbaugh passed away.
Right.
And I've heard a lot of stories about him helping small businesses become major businesses because he believed in their product. He believed in them. He believed in what they sold. Believed in the process, and a lot of businesses got started in that small nature. But it just takes one person to believe in your product and yourself, and you know who knows what can happen for you. And it's great. That's radio is a great a venue for a lot of people not realizing what's in it for them. Well, it's a lot. And
Trump gave him the highest honor.
Yeah, coupon advertising, the same thing. You know,
21 million viewers. Mm-hmm. Rush had 21 million.
It's crazy.
They couldn't even. You know, I try to stay out of politics myself.
Yeah, I understand that.
Because you know, you know, when you have an opinion on an outside issue, hence you stay out of controversy,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah, just think of it that one line. Stay out of. Don't put your opinion out there. Hence, you stay out of controversy. But with that said, I'm not happy with what happened with the election, and I'll just leave it at that.
Yep.
It's not what I... And I lost a few people because I did go a little crazy sometimes. You remember? Hey. I had two people cancel my publication.
I believe it.
Because people are serious. People, yeah.
Yeah, because they were just like, oh. Anyhow, there it is. So we're going to have some future guests come in. Does he have the commercial set up? Hold on. Gary, what's his name?
I am here.
Kerry, do you have it set up?
I'm about 2 seconds from...
I want you to hear what we did. This is a professional jingle guy. He deals with people out of Los Angeles. He came into the studio. He was supposed to be here today. Tell him how many people are here at the studio.
There's, what, a dozen people, I think.
Yeah.
Seems like it.
Right. Yeah, that's what I want to network with him, is to help him, because he's an award-winning jingle guy, and he deals with singers out of L.A., and he's done thousands of commercials, and he sings, and he's a real pro. I'm going to have him put one together for you. How's that?
That sounds good.
There you go. We're going to have to say something really nice. But anyhow, you ready, buddy?
I am. Wait a minute. Yeah,
we put him on the spot. On. Anyhow.
That's okay. I gotta get
yes.
Sure you can hear this okay. Sorry for the extra noise.
But that's okay.
Tell me, first of all, I'm gonna just play the music and see if you can hear it okay.
Okay. Yes. Do you know they have stuff where you can plug it into your phone, actually?
Yeah.
Yes, I know. You hear that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
So I'm gonna gonna give you a little taste of this right now. Sounds like this. Need a refrigeration. Someone you can trust. Someone who cares. Need a refrigeration. Quality of your indoor air. You know, when you need someone that you can depend on, that is going to be there, give the quality of your air exactly the way it needs to be, that's the need. Need a refrigeration. Someone you can trust, someone who cares.
What did you think?
Very good.
And that's like, you can't feel it because he was like a little...
Right.
Is that good?
Is he good.
I realized then that this guy was a professional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a good guy. Anyhow,
thank
so...
You.
Dunedin Refrigeration, someone that you can trust, right? And someone who cares.
Absolutely.
Like when you said you generated $500,000 more over the 3-year period, right then and there, you know what I thought? You gave value. Because there's three things people want. They want trust, that they can trust the process, the food. They want value, and they want service. If you can accomplish those three things in any business, trust, value, and service, you're going to actually make more money, right? Because you give value.
Absolutely.
So that's, and then the management part of it is the key.
Sure. And for me, I like to do, I'm kind of unique in one way. I'm not the manager that sits behind a desk all day. I'm out and about. I do table hops, table visits. I don't really ask, how's your food? I just say, how are you doing this evening? How are you doing this afternoon?
Right.
Well, you, you call that, right?
What's that?
You call a leader. You don't call a manager. You call a leader. You get in the trenches with the team.
Right.
Yeah.
No doubt.
And I've been that way because I grew up that way. I started at a country club when I was 16 years old as a busboy and in Findlay, Ohio. And that's, I wear it on my sleeve, you know.
Right. I'm so you used to being around people, too, that are influential.
I love
Are you nervous to be around me?
Absolutely not.
Wait a second here. Did you hear that, Tom?
It's a privilege to be around you.
Tom,
he's more frightened than nervous.
Right, frightened, because I don't bite. Don't worry. So, can you play that one more time, my friend?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Hang on a minute. Let me
hit. Yes.
I'm multitasking, you'll forgive me.
Right, this is a jingle for Dunedin Refrigeration. It throws you up, but really they deal with air condition in the household, you know. So Dunedin Refrigeration's been in business since 1957, I think.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, so that's a long time, see. And you don't stay in business, too. That's one of the things, you see. You don't stay in business unless you give trust, value, and service.
That's right.
You ready?
Absolutely. I am. Here we go. Oop, wait. I've got to turn the volume up. There we go. One more time. Oops. Superior Refrigeration. Oh, hold on. What's up? I can't even. Here we go. The meat and refrigeration. The quality of your indoor air. The meat and refrigeration. Someone you can trust. Someone who cares. This is where we put in our offer. We talk about if you're hot, you need to be cold, we can help you. We are there to take care of you. The meat and refrigeration. Someone you can trust.
Now, what's wrong with this commercial? See? Who knows?
He's singing it. That's what's wrong with it.
No. What's missing? The phone number.
Yeah.
Yeah. Contact.
Website, phone number.
Right. Anyhow.
So,
I corrected John Air. How do you like that?
It works.
Well, no.
But you know what? Google today, you could just Google Dunedin Refrigeration and Air. And with Google today, you almost don't need phone numbers anymore. You can just Google them. Anyhow, thank you for being on the show, Chuck.
Thanks for the invitation.
And thank you for being on the show. I'd like to talk to you before you go, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, and are you okay? And in closing, Chuck, what would you like to say?
Thank you very much. And if you're looking for good burgers and a cold beer, Dunedin Golf Club, we're near.
All right. And Anthony was just saying out there how he just loves to come to your golf course because at 2:00 in the afternoon, he gets right in.
That's good planning.
That's good planning.
He said it's beautiful out there.
Okay, Beth. Yes.
All right. Here we go.
Yes. Yeah, you can say final what you would like to say.
Okay, so thank you again for having me. I really appreciate it. And please feel free to give Cox Fire a call at any time. You can reach me directly at 813-785-0826. You can also log on to coxfire.com for full information. And you can contact me through the website as well.
Very good. And thank you for being on the show. You saved lives.
Thank you very much.
And then we got Rick and the IT lady.
Yep.
IT, intelligence. Is that what it stands for, by the way?
Not information technology.
Information technology, right. I remember I took a course in college and I couldn't even spell what the course was. It was like some fancy name, you know? Like, but I could, I took the course, though, but then I misspelled it. So, Rick, what's going on?
Working a lot.
Well, good. Can you, Adam, you want to come in just real quick? We should do this now. And also, I'd like to promote the BCCCouponsBook.com because I'm told to do that. And then I got a call last night at 4 in the morning from Kenya, from the pastor. 4 in the morning, but in their time, it's the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be putting a fundraiser together in 2 weeks for a missionary in Kenya for these young orphan kids. So it's a neat little thing. And then we have film. So this way, you know, seeing is believing. Take an actual film of the actual operation, what we're doing.
Oh, that's great.
Right. And no money gets made out to us. It's all made out to the ministry in Kenya itself.
And they do it to, like, the schools? And
yeah, they're building a school for the orphans.
That's nice.
A gentleman out there does that for Haiti.
Well, there you go. Who's that?
Claude.
Are you kidding? Maybe that's what this is for.
It might be.
That's what he's there for.
Yeah.
Maybe it is Haiti.
He has
It is Haiti, right?
He has a school and an orphanage in Haiti.
Yeah.
That's who it is. That's who we're doing it for. Well, there. See, I'm not lying. I didn't even know. But anyhow, BCCCoupons.com. You can go on there and find out some stuff about it. So it's kind of neat. And I'm sure I can count on you guys for $50, right?
Sure, although I'm on the not-for-profit board and I have to raise money for that. So
we're going to do that too also. And then can you show what this is? So
Tammy's going to figure it out. She said she wanted to figure it out.
$50 if you win.
Okay. If you can figure it out.
I'll give you three choices. First, it was from a Victorian barbershop and used to have bay rum and it was a dispenser.
Okay.
It was from a soda fountain, and they used to serve root beer in it, and they would have a tube here, and it would force it out, and they would do the phosphate sodas. Or third, it was for brandy. You know how they used to attach the brandy to the dogs when they were up in the Alps, and they needed it? So you have three different...
What year is it from?
About 1890.
I know what my guess is, but I don't know if it's right.
Tammy's the one that's going to guess it.
She wanted to guess first.
Okay. Well, let her guess first. Good. So anyhow, you guys interview each other real quick. I'm sorry because there's so many people here. Normally it's not.
Yeah.
Normally, like, but can you sit here and guys just all three interview each other?
Absolutely.
And then at 4:45, I'm going to have to take in some more guests.
Okay,
so you guys try to do as quick as you can. And then, all right, come on.
That's a little different.
Okay.
It's a little different. So you are in charge.
Okay.
Adam's in charge.
And first, you wanted to talk about the nonprofit.
Right. I'm on the board of an organization called Friends of the Children Tampa Bay.
Okay.
And we provide professional mentors for at-risk youth from kindergarten through high school, no matter what.
Okay.
And we're doing a fundraiser on March 11th. Virtual rum tasting.
Ooh,
so you can go to TampaRumSocial.com to sign up. And we'll ship you the rum. And then the owner of the Tampa Bay Rum Company is going to run it and tell us all about the different rums they make. It's made right here in Tampa.
That's great. And how can they find out about this?
Online, TampaRumSocial.com.
That's fantastic.
Or go to Friends of the Children, you know, Google Friends of the Children Tampa Bay and go to our website and you'll see that there too.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful.
It should be fun.
It should be. The rum sounds good.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not giving that to the other kids or anything.
No. This is an after-hours event, adults only.
That's great. And you wanted to say about your business?
Rick from Unique Design Studios. We're a graphic design studio that specializes with working imprinting. Most of our clients that contact us, they're looking for unique, different ideas for their products. I mean, on top of doing like a flyer, they might want something that has a custom look to it, custom feel, custom die cut to it.
And how can they get a hold of you? Where's your location and your contact information?
They can contact me at rick@uniquedesignstudios.com, or you can go to the website, which is also uniquedesignstudios.com.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, we're located in Clearwater.
Okay, that's great. So I just wanted to say, so I'll let you decide. What did you think it was?
I thought it was the rum thing from the barbershop.
Rum.
The bay rum.
No. No. And it wasn't the soda fountain. It was for brandy.
Okay. So it really went on dogs?
No, it could have, but it really didn't. But it would have been in a house, and it would have had a little pedestal, and you would add the brandy through here, and you'd have a cork in it. And then when you wanted to serve your guests, you just came out of here with a little cordial glass.
Cool.
So I fooled you this
time. Yeah, you did. That was my second choice, but then I thought, I don't think they had dogs like that here in the U.S. I thought it was on.
Well, it could have come over.
You faked me with the dog.
Well, was I close earlier? Because I did say the first keg.
Yeah, that's close.
The first keg ever made.
It just wasn't
did
beer.
You hear what it was?
I did not, so okay. You can ask me.
Okay, quickly. Is it one for bay rum from an old barbershop to dispense? Is it two for when they used to have the dogs, the St. Bernards, when people were dying and they would put brandy in it and they put it around their neck? Or three, it was for a soda fountain. They would put the root beer in here with a tube and it would force it out when they served that at the soda fountains.
I am going to guess the root beer. No, it's the first one.
It's the second one.
Really?
Yes.
He keeps putting
brandy.
The dog in there to throw us out.
Well, it's true.
Really?
But it is. It's a brandy dispenser.
Because there's no hooks on there for a dog collar.
But they did have them like this. They would have a little stand, and you would put your brandy in here, and then you would, when you had guests over, you just turn this, and you had a little cordial.
Very cool, because it is beautiful.
And you can find that at Red Rooster Antiques at 30113 U.S.
Awesome.
Highway 19 North, right next to Dan's Fan in Clearwater. And our number is 860-661-2071.
All right. If you need IT support, you can call Team Logic IT.
That's right.
At 727-275-2752.
That's great.
TLITClearwater.com.
Yes, you got to do that. And I'm going to talk to you, too, about that.
Or if you need any design work for some specialized antiques that come in,
yes,
you can give me a call at 818-970-6418.
That's great. So I guess we're almost up, and then they're going to come back in here and have another group of people coming in. But this has been, I'm surprised I'm not like shaking. Because it's like,
you did a very good job.
Yeah, very good job.
I think Brian ought to be worried. He took over without missing a beat.
He's done. Give him his walking papers.
He can take over just like
that. Yes, you're hired.
No.
Oh, here he
goes. Are you sure?
Yes. Yes. So, Beth, have you talked about what you do and how people can contact you?
Oh, I did. We did. I said it was IT support. It's IT support for small companies. So if you need somebody to evaluate your systems and make sure they're safe from the cyber hacks out there. And I was at a networking event for the Central Pinellas Chamber this morning, and they asked what was new. And I said, we're seeing so much more hacking and ransomware.
That's amazing.
One of my clients, clicked the wrong email, and they got into his email and spammed all his clients and vendors. And then we had to get him out of Microsoft jail because Microsoft says you're a spammer now, so we have to stop.
I can contest to that. I think it was about a month ago. I woke up in the morning, and there was probably about 3,000 emails, all in a matter of a minute.
Amazing.
Yep.
That just came right through, and it took me days to go through there, clearing everything out.
Clean it all up.
Yeah, having you guys do something like that would have been grateful.
And we took care of it for them.
Yeah.
And as I said, got them out of Microsoft jail, so we can go back to business.
I didn't even know. I heard about that, but I didn't know that was a real deal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not called that, but
right.
It's like being in Facebook jail. You know, if you invite Facebook too many people to your Facebook event, all at the same time, they put you in Facebook jail.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. All right, so can you do your thing? Wait, I just gotta get these guys. $50 if you can guess. Come on, guys.
Okay, they
come. Everyone, we get a clue. But just do the. You can win $50. Come on. Thank you.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah. So I said this before. So, first of all, it is for bay rum from a Victorian barbershop when they would dispense this. Two, it's for brandy dispenser for the kind of like they, you know, like the St. Bernard just put around their neck.
Right.
Okay. And three, it's from a soda fountain and it would have root beer syrup in there and they would force a tube through here and that would get the phosphate through and you would serve this at the pharmacy, you know, with the soda foam.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you my answer, or you guys all want to go around?
Just, well, she's got it.
Yeah, everybody just guess real quick, so.
Yes.
We already know.
We want you to know.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what it is. It's not the thing for the dog, no. Because then it would break its glass.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't have that. What was the other one?
It was for a soda fountain, root beer.
Right.
Or it was for the bay rum.
I would say, you know, it's a close one, but I would go with the bay rum.
No. It was for brandy.
That's what I said. He keeps throwing in the dog.
Because that kind of like throws you off balance. But it was for brandy. It was they would have that in a house, and they would have a little stand, and they would cork it, and they would put the brandy or whatever liqueur, and then they would serve it out to their guests.
Because I think
from the 1800s.
Probably. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Weren't the ones for dogs metal? Where's
the cradle?
I don't know if they were cradle. They might have been pottery.
And what's the value of
wood?
That? Since we're business people here?
I would put $195 on it, and I think that's cheap. If you look at it, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's like cobalt blue glass, and it's 100% old.
The blue is absolutely magnificent.
So I fooled everybody. I was kind of like a little bit, I think I was a little bit devious. I was saying that with the dog, but it worked.
Yes.
It worked.
Because I would think with the dog, because it would break.
Right. But does it still work for brandy? Can you
it
put
sure
brandy?
It sure does.
Yeah. All right.
Just gotta get a cork to put in it.
Very well,
thank
good.
You. So I'm in your chair. Are you gonna sit down?
No, you're gonna. Who hasn't won yet? Right.
Thank you.
You see how many people we have here? Like you know, people that are on YouTube. It's a networking thing. So also we all network with each other. So the gun guy is here. Sit down. Guns. Who, you know, I think guns are important. So sit down, Mr. Gun Guy, and sit down, Mr.
Claude.
You know what my last name is? Claus.
Claus.
And you're a Claude. So there you go. Put the headset on. So tell us a little bit about, because, you know, my son wants to get firearms, and I'd like to hire you, because I think it's important. You know, so many mistakes happen, too, you know. And I see it where you point a gun at someone and you think it's funny. It's the most stupidest thing in the world to do.
Yeah, it's not funny. They're not toys.
Right. I can tell you I was shot. And when I wear shorts here the next time, and I'll show you, by mistake, someone shot me in my leg. And I didn't even go to the hospital. I know people don't believe me. It went in and out. And I happened to have penicillin. And I was like, why do I got to go to the hospital? It went in and out, and I can show it to you. And it was a mistake. They thought the firearm was on and it shot me, like, right here. And it's amazing. There's no damage. It's like,
yeah, you were lucky.
I was so damn lucky. Imagine if it hit my kneecap.
Yeah.
Right? And I didn't even know I was shot. Have you ever heard of that?
A lot of people don't.
Right, because it went in so... Right.
Plus your body reacts to the trauma and you don't even know that it happened.
Right. Right. Mm. Good stuff. So anyhow, so tell us what you do and then talk. Can you interview him, too? I'm going to get Anthony. Who else hasn't gone yet? Do you know? Anyhow, just can you interview him? Ask him questions, what he does about guns. What question do you ask?
Are you making guns or just selling?
I'm doing neither. I teach people how to shoot and to get their concealed weapons permit.
Oh.
So... Yeah, I don't have my license to sell or make guns.
So it is something we have to be licensed for.
To get your concealed weapons permit, concealed weapons license, you have to go through a course and then you have to fill out paperwork and send it to the state, and then the state has to approve it, and then they basically send you, it's like a license. It just looks like your driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can carry your firearm or whatever you want to carry, because it covers knives and other things too.
Okay. And only for Florida, or can you have a license in Florida and carry in other states?
Florida's license covers, I think it's 35 or 36 different states. You can look that up by going to the state's website. It'll tell you all the states that it's covered.
Okay. I understand. So you have a place where people can see the different kind of weapon that you...
Well, I have different firearms that the students can rent for class, because part of class is I have to actually see you fire it safely. Mm-hmm. Like I tell my students, my whole goal is to go home with no more holes than what I came with. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great, and you?
Excellent, yeah. Excellent. So Brian told me you're doing a mission in Haiti?
Yes. That's where I was born and raised.
Okay.
I left Haiti in 2010 after a major earthquake. Mm-hmm. It destroyed like almost 80% of the area. Mm-hmm. A lot of people lost their life. Mm-hmm. And in order for my children to continue their education, so I came here because I had friends in Clearwater and Tampa. Uh-huh. So I established it for 11 years already. Mm-hmm. And instead of leaving my poverty empty, I created an orphanage with all these children, sweet children, no parent, orphans, mm-hmm. abandoned children in hospitals. And then I started with 150 children, mm-hmm. and gradually they grew up and they left the orphanage, and I keep getting new children coming in. So I give them an opportunity to get an education so they can change the life conditions for themselves, their family, and potentially the country of Haiti.
That's awesome.
Yes. It is known to be the poorest country of the hemisphere. Mm-hmm. And also you have the highest rate of illiteracy. Then they are linked. So we work mainly, besides food and shelter, we work particularly on education and give them a trade so they can create and transform their society. See, actually Haitians are all over the world. They go to do farm works, this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And because it doesn't pay in Haiti to be doing the same thing. So we want to give them all the alternative, you know. As it's been said, I think it's in the Bible, Jesus said, my people is dying lack of knowledge. So we work on that to bring the knowledge to the children so they can see the opportunity around them.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes.
And if someone wanted to get involved, how would they get in touch with you?
727-466-7705 is the number I can be reached at, or info@futurehaiti.org. We are registered in the United States as a 501c3.
Fantastic.
So any donation to our organization is tax deductible. Yeah.
It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's great work.
Thank you.
Amazing. And you, how can we get in touch with you?
I can be reached at 727-224-3124, or you can go to my website, which is clearwaterfirearms.training, and there's a form there that you can email me directly.
Now, mm-hmm. do you do your training like indoors or at firing ranges?
I wasn't here for that. The class training is done in a classroom. It's a 5-hour class, and then we go to the range, and you actually shoot however many rounds that you feel till you feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. It's all done indoors. Mm-hmm. I live in Florida. It's too hot to do it outdoors. But, yep.
And what brought you into that?
The whole thing started was when we were told by two police that we should have guns. And so we went and got our, me and my spouse went and got our concealed weapons. And then it all went from there.
Oh, wow.
Then I got mm-hmm. certified by USCCA to teach. And then I got certified by the NRA to teach. And now I'm teaching, and it's been 7 years, 8 years.
That's fantastic.
Do you have a military background?
Nope.
Or? No.
Nope.
Do you have a favorite weapon?
I have a lot of favorite weapons. my favorite weapon would be my Scorpion, my CZ Scorpion. I love that gun. So,
fantastic. And then now, do your people, your orphanage, do you guys get them traveling for college or any? Do you work with other schools or institutions as well?
This is something that we are working on, but it demands a lot of financing. Mm-hmm. We tried to apply for grants that didn't happen yet, but I think you will have to go through a grant to support their travel, you know, everything. We are working on that. Hopefully, anybody who has knowledge in this matter would be interested in joining us and take this particular aspect in charge. That would greatly help. Yeah.
Do you have a physical location, an office in the Tampa Bay area?
Yes, actually, we operate from my house in Tilley Avenue, mm-hmm. and you will be every. Thing is fine on the website, that is www.futurehaiti.org. Mm-hmm. So, and also my phone number, anybody interested can contact me anytime, and I will be happy to welcome them to the ministry. It's non-religious.
Say something to Gary real quick. Boy Scouts.
Pardon?
Ask Gary to say something.
Hey, Gary, can you say something for us today?
Yeah, absolutely. I missed the show last week. We formed a girls' troop now in Dunedin.
Oh.
So if anybody has young ladies that want to join the Scouts, they can do so.
I see him at Publix lately giving us Girl Scout cookies. It's that time of year again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do they have a goal per chapter, per area?
Yeah, well,
do they have a goal that they're looking for or something that they're trying to, you know, like an event or something that they're doing with it?
Yeah, as a unit, they're trying to beat the boys.
You can respect that.
And they're looking for about another 10 to 15 members.
Fantastic. And if somebody is interested, who will they get in touch with?
Well, they can get in touch with me, and I'll give them straight over. So the phone number is 727-642-9240.
Perfect.
I'll give it to you again. 727-642-9240.
Thank
you. My name is Gary.
Thank you, Gary. Great to have you again.
Taking care of business.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on